I think it's important if there is different rural settlements and towns throughout the county that we go in and use a mechanism where there is proper roads, water and sewage in place, that we establish a green light to it, where there's going to be challenges and a time frame for that we should establish an amber light on it, and then where there's going to be problems we should establish a red light on it and see what we can do to try and identify the challenges there going forward. And I think it would simplify the process and would make it much easier for the elected members and the general public to see where the challenges are. And I think it'll be a very simple way of identifying where the challenges are. And there's no doubt there's many areas that infrastructure is a problem, but I think we need to try and work towards solutions here.
Is there a risk that officials, members will look to the green areas and say, if we go there, we can build 20, 30, 40 houses quickly? Let's concentrate our efforts there. And what will happen is the green areas get the investment and the amber and red areas potentially fall even further behind.
Well, if you had the green light, you wouldn't need investment, because if they had the green light, that would mean that they have the water, sewage and roads in place. If there's an amber light, that would mean that there's some challenges and maybe a time frame for the infrastructure to be in place. And I think you'd be focusing where the red light is, in fact. And I think it would put the focus on where that needs to be, where there is challenges in different areas. And I think we need to focus on that.